Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Governor Newsom weighs in on TikTok censorship claims. Pally High is finally back in action after last year's fire. Plus,
there's a long history of federal employees being able to be sued.
That's Senator Scott Wiener talking about how California may let people sue federal agents in state court. And a mobile laundry truck is helping families tackle the never-ending mountain of laundry. All that and more on today's LA Local for Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Vivian Lanou-Gabriel, and I'll be your host for today. All right, let's dive in. So we had that story the other day about some users saying TikTok felt a little different under its new ownership. And now Governor Gavin Newsom is weighing in on it. Newsom says he's launching a review to see if the platform is suppressing content that's critical of President Trump after complaints that certain videos aren't getting views, are delayed, or won't post at all. He even shared a screenshot on X showing someone unable to send a message containing just the word Epstein because, according to the app, it violated TikTok's guidelines. Though TikTok says the weird behavior is coming from a recent data center outage and technical bugs, not intentional censorship. And speaking of TikTok, TikTok just settled a massive lawsuit over social media addiction, and it happened right before the trial was set to start right here in LA. We don't know the details of what the new owners agreed to, but the case also names Instagram and YouTube, so the trial moves ahead there. Snapchat already settled last week. The lawsuit centers on a teen who says these apps made her depression worse, claiming the platforms are designed to hook kids. And now this case is being used as a test case to see how these arguments play for a jury. Experts are even comparing it to the big tobacco trials of the 90s, which forced major changes in how cigarettes were marketed to kids. A plan is in place in LA to try to stop human trafficking and sex trafficking along Western Avenue. They're going to go after the Johns, the men buying sex. They also want to rescue the young women being trafficked, particularly underage girls. John Baird has a story from LA City Hall.
LA officials believe they've been pretty successful battling sex trafficking on Figueroa. Now they want to do the same on a stretch of Western Avenue between Santa Monica Boulevard and Olympic. LA City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto says she wants, first of all, to rescue the sex trafficking victims and then go after the pimps and the traffickers themselves and the Johns and disrupt the demand.
Because as long as you continue to have demand and as long as you continue to have folks who come to areas and to neighborhoods to purchase sex, especially from minors, the people, the children involved are treated almost like inventory.
Whenever they're able to get photos of license plates and the Johns themselves paying for sex, they send letters out to their homes warning that prostitution is illegal. Imagine if the spouse happens to open the mail first. But DA Nathan Hochman wants to also launch an online website, almost like Megan's Law, for those convicted of buying sex.
Your name and your picture will now be broadcast to the entire world, exposing your sickness for going ahead and basically being part of an industry that is preying on young girls and young boys.
Officials also hope to put the predators, the traffickers, in prison for decades. It's a day the Palisades won't forget anytime soon. Just over a year after the fire tore through the community, Pali High is finally open for students again. Our Craig Figner has more.
More than 100 students are outside the front entrance and cheering, many of them holding signs outside the front entrance of Pali High. Here for this first day back to class, a first full school day since the terrible devastation of January 7th, 2025.
I'm a junior here at Pali, so I was here my entire freshman year. The fire impacted my sophomore year. Coming here today, it's different, you know, seeing the campus. It makes me a little bit nervous, but I think it's a good kind of nervous. It's like change. Change can sometimes be good.
Yesterday, we were all here helping set up and kind of walking around the village area, and there's a couple stores open, but it's not like the same life force that we used to have in the Palisades with everyone here. And suddenly, these thousands of students are coming back, and I think this is really the first big step towards the recovery of the Palisades.
Some students there, very glad to be back. Here's Los Angeles Council Member Tracy Park.
We are welcoming, 2,300 kids right back on campus in the heart of the Pacific Palisades. It's breathing new life and new energy back into this community, which it desperately needs.
My memory is that it was 30 to 40% of the campus was destroyed and had to kind of be rebuilt. And I think those are kind of bungalows.
Yep.
And then the rest of the campus, even though it was maybe damaged, they had to deal with that too. Yes. This was a massive overhaul.
This was a massive overhaul, and even the buildings that survived the fire were badly, badly damaged and had to be remediated top to bottom. The fields have all been redone. You can catch a glimpse of the football field. It just looks absolutely spectacular.
I love how excited they all are. Homecoming will also be hosted there. Thanks, Craig. The state Senate will take up a bill today that would let people sue federal agents and officials in state court for violating constitutional rights. Senator Scott Wiener is a sponsor. He says this closes a loophole that holds federal officers to a different standard. If it's passed, the feds will most likely challenge it, but he thinks it will be upheld.
We absolutely have the power to do this. There's a long history of federal employees being able to be sued under state law. That is nothing new. In addition, we're not subjecting these federal agents to state laws that we're creating, where this is about violating the United States Constitution.
It would be retroactive to March 1st of last year if it does pass. Okay, this next story gave me chills, and not the good kind. You probably saw this now viral video of a child falling out of a moving SUV. But if you haven't, maybe it's for the best. But for those of you who have, the mom has been arrested after that video went up. More from RP Dimitriou.
Fullerton police were not aware of the incident until someone witnessed video on a social media post and reported it to police. The video showed a black SUV making a turn at Malvern Avenue and Euclid Street when the front passenger side door opened and the child flew out into traffic and rolled a short distance. The driver of the SUV stopped instantly, and the video showed a woman scooping a child up and putting it back in the car. Using the video, police tracked down 35-year-old Jacqueline Hernandez. She was booked on a charge of felony child endangerment. The 19-month-old child was hospitalized with only minor injuries and will recover. It's not certain at this point if the child will be returned to the family or whether Children's Protective Services will take a hand.
Yeah, this all happened last week in Fullerton, and the mom is from La Habra. Thanks, Pete. Big news for anyone dreaming of an Ivy League education without selling a kidney. Yale just made it a lot easier. So the Wall Street Journal reports that starting this fall, students from families making under $200,000 a year won't have to pay anything. And if your family makes under $100,000, tuition, books, room and board, all covered. Everything is covered. So to put it in perspective, you're basically saving $72,500 a year. Harvard and MIT are already offering similar deals, but for Yale, this is a major step toward making the Ivies feel a little bit more accessible. All right, this next story I absolutely love. A mobile laundry truck is now serving families at a school in Pasadena. Karen Adams has more.
This is the fourth trailer from the Laundry Truck LA, which serves unhoused and underserved communities. It's here at Madison Elementary. I spoke with its principal, Elisa Perez, about what it means to have it here.
It's basically a free fluff and fold service for our moms, our dads, and our children.
And it's convenient because they could drop off kids, drop off the laundry.
Exactly. So they drop off their kids in the morning, they drop off their laundry in the morning, and then thanks to the Laundry Truck LA's team, their clothes are ready by the time they pick up their kids in the afternoon. Coming in and having a clean jacket, you know, like coming in, having a clean jacket. It's a clean jacket, clean chonies and, you know, clean socks, but it's and sheets. It's also a clean stuffy, you know, like for a kid, that's super important too. A clean stuffed animal at night.
The Laundry Truck LA says it could use your support to keep the service going. You can donate on its website.
You know, as a parent myself, nothing can prepare you for the amount of laundry you'll need to do for the rest of your life. So any help in that department will always and forever be welcomed. All right. That's all I got for today's LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. I'm Vivian Leneau-Gabriel.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.